This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to a person with an unusual name, Isur, which of course in Hebrew means prohibition, but it may be some kind of version of Asher. And in fact, the term Isur occasionally shows up later on in Jewish history as well. Now, there are two people related to each other who have this name Isur. And as we shall see, we can probably identify which one this is referring to. The first one is known as simply Isur or Isur Giyora or Isur the convert. It makes sense to think of this person as the Isur in our Gemara because he's mentioned only by his first name, but chances are it really is the second one, who is his son. Isur's story is fascinating. His wife was a woman named Rachel, who many feel was the actual daughter of the Shmuel, the tremendous Amora from Nahar Doa. Rachel was taken captive by Odenathus Septimus, Papa Ben Nezer, when the invasion of Nahar Doa happened in 259, the great Palmyrene invasion that actually briefly interrupted Torah learning in that great city and forced the Jews of Nahar Doa to move to Pumbedisa. Isur, however, later converted to Judaism and married his former captive, Rachel. And so when you see him referred to later on in Shas, or if you see his son referred to, quite often there's sort of like a euphemism around that whole strange kind of relationship. His son's name was Mari, and so in full it'd be Mari bar Isur, but he was also known as Mari bar Rachel. Not common to name a person after his mother, except in certain circumstances, although this is a way of sort of disguising his otherwise checkered past. He's also known as Mari, the son of, the daughter of Shmuel, right? Another way to sort of give him Yichus back to Shmuel. The reason why this was especially important is because Mari was actually a fairly significant Talmud Chacham, and he's probably the one referred to in our daf because the connection with Rav Safra is a later generation and does not exactly make sense for Isur to be connected with Shmuel, but his son is much more likely to be connected to Rav Safra. Mari ben Isur, as I mentioned, became a Talmud Chacham, and he had two important sons as well, Ada Saba, and even Mar Zutra was his son. Fascinating kind of yichus. And this reminds me of a teaching from my Rebbe, Rabbi Uziel Malevsky Zatzal, who passed away many years ago. One of the things he often used to say is never make fun of people's yichus, because so many times you see that the line of Mashiach is somehow connected to a complicated Yichus story, like Yehuda and Tamar, and David and Bathsheba, and so on. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.